we're living in a very dark age, and people need to know the truth. So I'm going to tell you in English here what is really going on. It's called the Masonic takeover of the world. Everything deep, dark, evil, twisted, perverse, sadistic, masochistic, evil, and satanic that has been lurking in the lodge, the Masonic lodge, and in the hearts of the people who run it, is now coming forth into the open day. They founded their lodges in 1717. They spread around the world. They infiltrated institutions. They overthrew governments. Especially, they hate Catholic monarchies. They've infiltrated the church, church institutions, Knights of Columbus. They founded their own banks in New York City. Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan, Brown Brothers Harriman, Citibank. They took control of the Republican and Democratic parties. They started the First World War and the Second World War, and they controlled all the sides in them. They destroyed Austria because the emperor dared to veto the election of Rampolla Tindaro, their Masonic candidate for the papacy, and 1904, and so the Cardinals chose Pius X, and for that crime, the Masons destroyed Austria, the only nation that ceased to exist after the First World War. But now that's their ultimate scamdemic, the Bilderbergers, that's the Rockefellers, this is total world control. They want control of everyone. They want to enslave us. They just don't want to own us. They want us to be evil like them. They want to take us to hell like them. They want us to love evil like them. They are pedophiles in the worst sense. They want everyone to be a pervert. They want everyone to be involved in evil. They want everyone involved in killing themselves. That's why they want you to suffocate yourself to death, wearing a diaper on your face. That's why they want you to willingly stick out your arm and take chemicals injected in you that will destroy you, change what you are, make you a GMO creature. That's why they're racing to install all manners of high-tech equipment so that far beyond what is necessary for cell phone communications, I can't even say the name, this channel would be blocked. But they want to control because they want to be able to, through their computers, there are few families, there are a few hundred people around the world. They want to be able to control all the automobiles and all the machinery and all the jobs and eventually everyone's own mind. They built the internet. The internet is one of their tools of control because they know that the more we spend time talking to each other through this method, like I'm doing now, the more we get programmed by it and controlled, because this is not real. Real is who would be next to me, okay? I have been doing the nightly prayers in front of the Basilica for nearly 10 months and transmitting all along. And the reason why no one comes is because I transmit. That's why no one comes. People don't realize that. You think that this is real, and so you stay home. You think that what you do on the internet is real, and so you don't do anything. It's the ultimate satanic deception. And so that's why I'm doing a totally politically incorrect broadcast right now, because I hope they cancel my channel. I hope they cancel me, because this is their method of control. This is not reality. We need to enter into the streets and take down these evil governments controlled by these evil people. Don't take the vaccine. It will kill you. If not the first one, the second one. But there's a principle more important than whether one vaccine will harm you or not. The principle is you're giving your life into the hands of people who are known mass murderers. The Masonic lodges have engineered the deaths of hundreds of millions of people. These are people that make Adolf Hitler look like an altar boy. I think Adolf Hitler was an altar boy. But these people are extremely evil. Don't trust them with anything. It is a sin to put more trust in wicked people than in honest people. Whoever trusted Jesus Christ the way they people that trust these globalists. So, God is putting for us a life and death. We can believe Jesus Christ and live honestly and naturally and morally upright, or we can become the total perverse puppet of a few hundred families around the world and so deceived and twisted that we think we're free while we're killing ourselves. And the decision's coming quickly because in January they plan to vaccinate everyone in Italy, whether they like it or not. And in the United States, the military has announced that it can vaccinate everyone in the country in 24 hours. And they were told to prepare to do that by Donald Trump, not by Joe Biden. But both of them will command it when they get in power, unless one of them is convert. I think only one probably could convert, Donald Trump. The other one, I think, lost his soul long ago, if he still has one. So this is what the world is facing right now. It's not a small thing. We are in a very apocalyptic scenario. It might be the final apocalypse that John spoke of. It's so like it. Don't take the vaccine. You can use force to prevent yourself from being vaccinated. You can use lethal force that's perfectly legitimate because the right of self-defense, if someone's trying to kill you, you can, if the only way you can prevent that is killing them, that's perfectly legitimate. That's Catholic teaching. It's always been the teaching of the church. Don't accept the big Masonic lie that we Christians can never use violence or that violence is always evil. Why can they kill hundreds of millions of people but we can't defend ourselves? Come on now. Christians have always held the principle that you need to get rid of the rot before the rot spreads. If you ran into an individual like one of these Freemasons in the Middle Ages, these people would be hung and quartered before sunset in their village because everyone would recognize that these people are absolutely evil witches. You don't have anything to do with them and you don't tolerate them and you certainly don't give them a chance. You certainly don't give them a chance to spread their evil lies. Okay, it's one thing to speak your mind. It's another thing to use free speech to plan and plot the murder of hundreds of millions of people. Billions, now they're planning to kill billions. We, the people, have to stop them. We cannot endure this. We cannot tolerate it. And we can't be peaceful about it. Yes, we must pray God because we won't have this victory without Him. But we must fight, okay? And there are a lot more than us than them. There's nearly 8 billion of us, and there's only a few thousand of them. So there's no way they can survive if we stand up for what we are. Alas, though, billions of people are so stupid, they're going to let themselves be murdered in the next few years by these maniacs. And we can try to talk sense into some of them, but some of them don't want sense. They're completely blinded. We have to steel our souls against what is about to happen, because so many people we love are going to take their vaccine and destroy themselves. And then they'll wonder why it happened when we told them and warned them. So we need to keep warning people as much as possible now, but things are going to happen really rapidly now because these governments aren't changing. They're not getting better. They're getting worse. They're getting more evil. They're getting more asphyxiated with this thing. Because these people have lost all light. They love darkness. And we have to be the children of light and act in an entirely different way. Meaning we have to work for the liberty of people. But that doesn't mean we can't fight. Okay? And this is something we have to recognize is our duty, our mission in this hour. And the more I say the truth, the darker they turn this video, if you notice. And so now it's getting really dark. And I'll salute you. Stay free. Stay close to Christ. Say your prayers. But be prudent now. Things are going to get bad. And don't pretend that nothing's happening, okay? Prepare yourself.